May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be acceptable to you, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. At what point do we lose hope? The Israelites were in exile in Egypt and cried out to the Lord for deliverance. And the Lord sent Moses. As the spiritual relates, go down, Moses, way down into Egypt land. Tell, O Pharaoh, let my people go. And the children of Israel were freed in the event which is called the Exodus. The Jewish people celebrate every year during Passover that deliverance, which happened thousands of years ago. Years in slavery in Egypt did not quench that hope. The Exodus event was taken up by African slaves in the United States as a story of hope. The hope for freedom from slavery was captured in the spiritual I just mentioned. That hope was also captured in another spiritual, Dem Bones. That song was based on the hope expressed in today's first scripture from Ezekiel. Again, the children of Israel were in captivity, this time in Babylon. Again, they were crying out to the Lord for deliverance. The 12 tribes of Israel had all been conquered. The best and the brightest leaders in Jerusalem, including a young priest in training named Ezekiel, had been taken to Babylon. The city of Jerusalem had been destroyed and its temple razed. The people had lost hope. That lost hope is captured in Psalm 137, which goes, and sometimes we sing this as a hymn also. By the rivers of Babylon, there we sat down and there we wept. When we remembered Zion, on the willows there we hung up our harps. For our captors ask us for songs and our tormentors ask for mirth, saying, sing us one of the songs of Zion. How could we sing the Lord's song in a foreign land? If I forget you, O Jerusalem, let my right hand wither. Let my tongue cling to the roof of my mouth if I do not remember you, if I do not set Jerusalem above my highest joy. In this atmosphere of lost hope, Ezekiel saw a vision. Ezekiel's vision was not just of dead bones, but of very dead bones. So dead that the bones had dried out to the point of being bleached in the sun. No mere resuscitation was possible. No ventilator could restore the breath to the bodies Ezekiel saw. Yet God, through the Holy Spirit, could bring life back even to dry, dismembered bones. God could and did restore flesh and tendons to the old dry bones. God then breathed ruach, the breath of life, into the restored bodies. If God could reinvigorate old, dry, fossilized bones in the desert, God could restore the children of Israel to their homeland. If God could restore the children of Israel and dry bones, then the slaves in the South believed they could be free as well. Dem bones brought hope. And while the vision of Ezekiel was metaphorical resurrection, the raising of Lazarus was real. And like the dry bones, Lazarus was very dead. The scripture tells us that by the time Jesus arrived, Lazarus had been dead for 4 days. And if that did not get the point across, the scripture says the body had deteriorated to the point that it stunk. The relatives of Lazarus believed Jesus had remarkable healing powers, but they had lost hope. Yet Jesus raised even Lazarus. The Bible is full of stories of hope. Hope that tells us that nothing is beyond the power of God. God can raise dry bones to life. God can deliver nations from slavery. God can deliver dead bodies that have begun to stink. God can restore nations whose capitals have been destroyed. When we started our Lenten journey 5 weeks ago, we figuratively went into the wilderness with Jesus for self-examination as we looked ahead to our hope of resurrection. Today, that wilderness seems much more real. We are suddenly at war, and gas prices have gone up $1 a gallon in a few short weeks. We look to the Lord and say, "How long is this going to last?" We can look at the bones in the book of Ezekiel and read a message of hope. My wife and I enjoy watching a TV series called Bones. The main character in the series is a forensic anthropologist who is nicknamed Bones for her remarkable ability to extract a life and death story from nothing but skeletal remains. In fact, when she gets a set of bones, she'll boil them until there's nothing left but dry, bleached bones. From those bones, she gleans a story. From Ezekiel's bones, we glean a story. It's a story of hope. From John's story of Jesus raising Lazarus, we glean another story of hope. Not wishful thinking, but Christian hope that knows that the final word is in God's hands. No captivity, no exile, no slavery, no destruction, no war can separate us from the resurrecting power and love of God. When the Northern and Southern Presbyterian churches reunified in 1983, they wrote a brief statement of faith. It begins with the beautiful words, "In life and in death, we belong to God." These words are an echo of words from the Heidelberg Catechism, which state in question 1, "What is your only comfort in life and in death?" To which the answer begins, "That I belong, body and soul, in life and in death, not to myself, but to my faithful Savior, Jesus Christ." Now, all of us have experienced loss in our lives. Loss is part of being human. The very human Jesus experiences the pain of loss of his friend Lazarus in this passage we read today. Even Jesus is said to have wept. The pain of loss is all too real. But Jesus brings life. Jesus brings life now. Eternal life begins now. That life that Jesus brought to Lazarus is available to us now. But Jesus brings more. Even after bringing us life, we know that we will die. Even though Lazarus was called from the tomb by Jesus, he died again. We know that in the end, as Jesus was raised from the dead into eternal life, so shall we. As post-resurrection people, we know that God, through Christ, has conquered death. We know that Jesus, who was really God and really human, experienced death and was resurrected from the dead. We know that in life and in death, we belong to God. You who are still living belong to God. Those we have lost belong to God. We know this because Jesus told us, "I am the resurrection and the life." Let us live as those who have new life now. Let us live as those who also look forward to the resurrection with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.